Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Living Smart and Well, the best of Inez Bracey. Inez is currently traveling the world, and each week she will keep you up to date on her adventures when she lets you know where in the world is Inez at the beginning of each show. We hope you enjoy this encore presentation of Living Smart and Well. And now, here is Inez Bracey.
Good afternoon. This is Inez with another Where in the World is Inez? It is amazing. I am sitting here looking out at the Subic Bay. They have cargo ships out there, Orlas are docked, sailboats in full sail, some yachts going by, and then, of course, some small fishing boats. Ah, it just feels good. A slight breeze, and it's just very, very nice. The water is beautiful. And before I get started, be sure to like us on iTunes if you are listening to us on iTunes. We would appreciate your likes. And also friend me on Facebook. That way you can see my pictures and everything that I'm doing while I'm on my, I like to call it my great adventure. But this week has truly been an adventure. I moved from the Subic Bay International Hotel to a smaller hotel right on the water. And I don't recommend Subic Bay International, Delta nor Bravo. When I first got there, they have four different properties. Bravo, I think, is the oldest property. It smelled of mold. The rooms were dirty. The curtains were torn. And I said to them, I cannot stay here. So they looked at me and they said, oh, you can't. Well, let's see what we can find. So they found a place for me in Delta building. Of course, the Delta building was a little bit more pricey, but at least I could stay there. So I stayed there for 4 days. It was not, it's called International. However, I don't see it as an international hotel. They did have a swimming pool. They did have a cafe for breakfast and lunch and dinner, but it just did not have the international feel to it. Plus, it wasn't very clean. There were stains all over the carpets. The rooms were large, but that is all I can say for them. The bed was comfortable, so I will give them that. Other than that, if you are coming to Subic Bay and if there are any other hotels that you can find to stay in, especially as pricey as that one is, I would certainly suggest that you stay someplace else. I liked the Grand Hoya. Their rooms were large, and they had everything that you needed. Oh, one other thing, too. At the Subic International Hotels, they do not offer free Wi-Fi, which was really surprising since it was so expensive. All the other hotels that I have checked out online or stayed in all have free Wi-Fi. So that's another thing to consider if you are going to be traveling to Subic Bay Freeport Zone in the Philippines. Now, I have had this dream, I suppose you could call it a vision, for years about being in a foreign country, sitting out and having drinks on the outside, and sitting with an international group of people where we just laugh and talk and just enjoy each other. Well, I realized that dream this past Tuesday, sitting at a table with people from Italy, Italy, Africa, Switzerland, the Philippines, and of course, the American, me. And we had such delightful time and conversations about everything. We were not talking about people. We just talked. So when I came back to my room and I was thinking about that evening, I thought, wow, it can be just that good. Then the very next night, sitting outside again, talking to an American, two Americans actually, so there were three Americans, one guy from New Guinea and one from someplace I don't remember. But that's the way life is over here. If you're sitting, people say, may I join you or would you join me? And you just sit and you have conversation. Very, very nice. So everything is going well over here. I am having a ball. Be sure to go to my Facebook page and check out my photos. Make comments. I appreciate the comments that you're making on them because I am enjoying myself. Now, this week also in Subic Bay, I had my first jeepney ride. And that's something, ever since I read about the jeepneys, when I knew I was coming, I said, okay, I definitely want to give that a try. But I have been advised by everybody that I meet, do not get on a jeepney by yourself. Always have a Filipino with you. And everything that I read said the same thing. So Marge and I got on the jeepney. We took two jeepney rides to get to the one place we were going. And I'll tell you more about that place next week. However, it is hilarious. The jeepney is made from the jeeps that were left over here when the U.S. pulled out because they didn't take the jeeps with them. So an enterprising man had 7 or 9 children, decided that he would take a jeep and add on to it so he could take all his children in one vehicle. And other enterprising people saw it as a way to earn income. So they have jeepney routes, and I have discovered that the routes are color-coded. So you get on a jeepney for whatever color code you need to get where you're going. So it is all very interesting, and it plays out very well. So I am enjoying myself. This has been and is Inez Bracey on my great adventure in Subic Bay, Freeport Zone, Philippines. Remember to like us on iTunes, friend me on Facebook, and follow me on Twitter. Make this your very best, exciting, joy-filled week. I'll be back again next week with another Where in the World is Inez? Are you ready to pamper yourself with luxury that is within reach? As a loyal listener, you can now get cash back, rebates of up to 30%, and discounts up to 60% while shopping at over 1,100 of your favorite stores. You deserve it. Let yourself go wild at loveloyaltysuperstore.com, where paying retail price is a thing of the past. I've experienced this fabulous internet savings mall and highly recommend it to you. Be sure to visit loveloyaltysuperstore.com to enjoy shopping in a whole new way at loveloyaltysuperstore.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Inez Bracey Show, Living Smart and Well. I am so delighted to be with you today. Our show today is about mind, body, spirit. Now, as you listen to the show, be sure you have pen and paper with you because I have a guest with me, Diadema Dooling, who's also my business partner here in the center. And we'll be talking about that and about how it's so important to bring balance into your mind, your body, and your spirit. Diadema, are you on the line?
Yes. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Awesome. Thank you for being here. Daya is an ordained unity minister. She's a Reiki master, a yogini, a breath worker, a light worker. I mean, she has so many modalities for healing, and she brings so much to this area and to the world because her gifts are, she can use her gifts worldwide from this office, which is great. And it just makes such a difference when we have what Daya does and what I do as a lifestyle strategist with coaching and spiritual counseling, intuitive counseling. It just brings a whole package right here in our city. So, Daya, when we talk about mind, body, spirit, let's talk a little bit about mind first. When I say mind, what comes to mind for you?
The mouth of God. The mouth of God speaking to man. That's what it means to me.
Okay, when you say the mouth of God speaking to man, tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a constant interchange between God and man, heaven and earth. That's what it means. Earth meaning the physical mind of God, the physical mind of man, receiving the word of God from, you know, higher on, our higher self, our Holy Spirit as the intercessor between mind, man, and God. And so if we're listening, if we're quiet, even if we're doing something, as long as we're quiet in our mind space, we'll hear the word, we'll hear the message that God has for us on a constant daily basis. Can't go wrong when you do stop and you are quiet and and you are breathing in the essence of God, then you hear what you need to hear on a daily basis, minute by minute. For example, in coming to the office this morning, I had a choice to go to DeLand or a choice to come here first. And I could either go to DeLand after I came to the office or before, but I heard to come before. And so we had talked about, Inez and I had talked last week about my coming on her show, and it didn't work for her and myself last Monday. So she was on my show on Thursday. But basically what I'm saying is I heard to come here first, and I'm glad I did, because she was wondering if I were going to be here for the radio show by this afternoon. And so she found out that I am. So that's what
awesome.
I mean. It's listening. Mm-hmm.
Now, Daya, I understand everything that you're saying about listening, but are there some steps that one can use in preparation for receiving and accepting and allowing to really to hear the voice of God, to hear the word of God?
Well, it's funny that you asked, because last night Chris was doing a really mundane thing, and that was getting the trash ready to go out for today. And while he was packing, and I was working on the computer, while he was packing the trash bag to go out, he was saying, you know, there's a whole process of getting to where you think you're not, but really are. And he went through the steps, and the steps were saying to yourself, I am going to do this. I'm preparing myself to do this. I am where I want to be. So, you know, in your mind, there are steps that you have to go through to get ready to be processing where you are already. And so if you're not where you want to be, you're in the process of being where you want to be. You're in the process of going. You're in the process of preparing yourself. All those levels that come first before you realize that you are already where you desire to be. Are you following me? Is everybody following me?
Break it down just a little bit more, because what I'm thinking about, yeah, I understand I am preparing. I am my intentions and all of that. But what about when there's so much going on in my house, in my mind, in my affairs? How do I clean out my clutter so that I can get to I'm preparing and actually focus on that?
Well, what I do and what he does is you do have to get quiet, and you do have to breathe. You do have to spend time breathing. You may have to spend a count to 34 as you're breathing in one, exhaling, breathing in two, and you get slow, okay? You get slowed down. And then you open yourself and you say something, for example, like, I open myself to the greatest healing powers of the universe, or I open myself to hear the voice for God, the Holy Spirit. I open myself now, and I breathe in, and I breathe out, and I slow myself down from the mental clutter that's trying to take my attention by breathing in and breathing out, and you just slow yourself down. And it's always a decision to make in doing that. You can't say, gee, I wish I could slow myself down. You can't say, gee, I wish I could get rid of all this clutter. You can't say, gee, a show would be nice. Well, it will be nice when you decide to do just exactly what we're talking about. Slow yourself down.
Hmm.
And it can't be any other way.
Now, you know, Daya, you make it sound so easy, so simple.
Hmm.
But we have an email box full of email. We have a mailbox full of bills. We have everybody reaching at us. We have children who are calling for our attention, spouses who want to talk to us, friends who are, you make it just sound too simple.
I laugh because it is just so simple. We just have to stop believing it's hard. And how do you stop believing it's hard? You stop focusing on it's so hard. You stop focusing on it's so difficult. You stop focusing on, and when you stop focusing on and allow yourself to release and believe, then you start receiving what's already there for us. It really is as simple as that. And we have to stop in our track, stop believing, stop saying, stop crystallizing that everything is so hard and everything is so difficult. I can't do this. I can't do that. We need to take the words can't out, and we need to take the word I can't stop what's going on. We've manifested what we wanted to be going on in our lives. And we can also manifest or unmanifest what's going in our life that we don't like or that we don't need or that we're not in a place where something is useful when it's not. If a relationship, whether it's mother or a brother or a sister, that's not going on for us, not right, we just have to cut the ties. They're invisible ties, but they're emotional and they're still just as strong and viable because we're focusing on that they are viable, that they are there.
Wow.
Once we cut
diet. I gotta, yes. I gotta jump in right here because you just mentioned, you talk about manifest. So what you're saying then is whatever you see in your environment, you made it possible. So if it's not what you want, then you get to change the way you're thinking, and you can change all of that. Is that what I really say?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now you just mentioned something about it could be in a relationship, it could be family members and so forth, and you were saying cutting the ties. I understand all that, but what I'd like you to explain to our listening audience is how one is able to really step into that, because family for most of us is sometimes all that we have, whether it's supporting us or not. So how can we be free enough to allow them to also be free as we continue our journey in our life?
Well, I can give you an example that you can use that those who are listening, if they want to, and you can believe it or not. You can say, oh, that's not going to work, or oh, that's too easy. But you can believe it or not. I was led by spirit to believe it was time to cut the ties of an abusive husband-wife relationship, me being the wife. I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to cut the ties. So what I did was I heard spirit tell me to sit down in a chair in the kitchen and be quiet and start breathing. And as I started breathing, I saw my heart, my physical heart, my spiritual heart. I saw it wrapped with, it looked like spaghetti, and that was emotional feelings. It was hatred and it was anger towards the man that was ruining our marriage by abusing me. I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to claim failure. I didn't want to give up. But there's just so much a person can do and tolerate and take and still be alive and surviving, thriving on this planet. So as I was shown this heart situation that was wrapped around with spaghetti-type strings and spaghetti-type emotions, I was shown that Christ was going to cut, because I allowed in my meditation, I allowed Christ to do whatever was necessary to bring peace to my mind and my physical heart and my spiritual heart. And I allowed Christ, I saw Christ take these golden scissors and snip away the ties that were around and smothering and suffocating my heart. I saw this happen, and as I sat there and allowed this to take place, it was like a spiritual surgical surgery. And so when the snipping was apart, when the snipping snipped away the spaghetti-type energy from around my heart, I was able to breathe in and take a deep breath and feel free for the first time in a 10-year marriage. And following that was a life-changing event, because the next day I asked the Lord in the bathroom if I was ready to leave and take my child with me. And this song came to me, this prayerful song, and the answer was yes. You are ready to leave. And as I was leaving and got dressed and everything, was going to work, I had no place to go. I had no home to go to. But I was told to go downstairs and be ready to start my new life. And I told you briefly about part of the story. My former husband could not touch me, could not say, you're not going anywhere, could not do anything to my son. He was just like handcuffed to the banister where he couldn't move. And when I got to the bottom of the stairs, a phone call came in, and I went to it. And someone on the phone, a friend, said, Daya, do you happen to know anybody who needs a place to live? All they have to do is pay for and watch over the kids and pay for the food. They don't have to do anything else. And so you all know what my answer had to be. It had to be, yes, thank you, Lord, right? So I just had to take time to breathe and take time to visualize what was happening to my heart. What I saw was a heart that was just filled with anger, sadness, regret, unforgiveness, and in that those few moments of being quiet and allowing spirit to do the surgery on my heart, I began my new life, uncluttered with hatred, uncluttered with abuse, with physical and emotional abuse. And that is my example of what you, when I say you, all of you who are listening, that's my example of what you can do and how you can do it. And it's so easy. You just have to believe and take time that God loves you and know that you trust God at the same time with your problem, any kind of problem. And then you stop focusing on the part that I can't possibly see how anything can work for me. You stop dwelling on that, but you start believing that there has to be a better way, and there always is.
Wow, what a powerful story, Daya. Thank you so much for sharing that, because I know that it does work. The thing that I'd like us also to talk about, when we get the mind to that space where we can be free, what is the effect on the body and the spirit for that?
Say that again, please, for me. When you get to
when
the place
the mind is free, you have allowed yourself to receive, you've allowed yourself to accept, and you allow yourself to begin to also be guided by the Word of God. So now that you are doing that, what is the effect on the body and the spirit having done that process?
Excuse me. The effect is that you're beginning to radiate the love that's been stored inside of you waiting to manifest itself. You're just totally relaxed. You're totally at peace. You're totally blessed, and you know it. And it's a feeling that's shared with others without you even saying a word about how you feel. And I recall sitting in I was in a Unity church one morning, and I recall just being at peace with myself. And someone approached me, and they said, "Are you always this peaceful? Do you never have any problems or anything like, you know, other people?" Like it was a woman who was sharing how she saw other people so stressed out and everything. And she asked me, she wanted to know, "Are you always this way? And what can I do to be as peaceful as you are?" So you don't know that when you stand in your peace, you don't know how effective it is for people to pick up on it and how helpful it is to them to know that, wow, there's somebody who's not being angry, or there's somebody who's not being abusive with their words to people around them. It's an invisible thing, but it's very tangible. And so your body responds, the sparkle in your eye comes back, and it lifts other people up when they are around your presence. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question? It does, right?
It does. Have you also found that many times once you are free, the aches and pains and things that you are suffering also seem to dissipate?
Yes, exactly. I believe everything is revolved around your thoughts, because thoughts are things, thoughts are substance. Thought is real, and it's our word. It's God's word made manifest through us. And so your body is one of the first things that responds to how you're thinking. And if you're being fearful, which is what you could think when someone's trying to strangle you, then you're not going to be in a very good physical state.
I love what you just said. When someone is trying to strangle you, that makes perfect sense, because that's exactly how it feels when you're going through all this uncertainty and fear and wondering when the next shoe is going to drop. And so it's like somebody is strangling you or being underwater and you can't breathe. And if that is what you are experiencing right now as you're going through your day, going through your life, and if that is what you're experiencing, one of the things that I would suggest is to do exactly what Daya said. Find somewhere that you can go and sit and be quiet and breathe. And it's going to be difficult for some people because they're going to make it difficult. I don't have time. I got to go here. I got to go there. But I think when you discover that the best thing you can do for yourself and your family is to really save yourself, because that's what you're doing, save yourself by taking a few minutes to go and find a quiet space where you can breathe. And I know there are public parks all over the world. Some place where you can park, not be disturbed, even for 5 or 10 minutes. It doesn't take very, very long many times to get your answers. If you are breathing and allowing and accepting and listening, paying attention, because I think when we do that, it doesn't take, you don't have to breathe for 24 hours sitting in the park, but you can do this in a concentrated way that you will get your answers very, very quickly. Is that not true, Diane?
Yes, yes. And I just want to add that in our center, we have a special room for people who would just love to find someplace quiet and not be disturbed and get support. We have a room. We don't have a special name for it other than sanctuary. But I would like to share that my brother, who led me on this path many, many, many years ago while I was in college, I would like to call this room the Dr. Leon A. Brown Jr. Sanctuary. I haven't shared it with Inez yet, but I'm doing it now. But this is a very special place in our mind, body, spirit center. There's a couch, very soft. There's soft light. There's refreshments made available to those who want to take advantage of this room. And you won't be disturbed, you know, if you decide to come here.
And there is no fee for using the room to
yes,
yourself.
Right.
And now, Diane, we have about 4 minutes left on the show. So let's talk a little bit more about the center and tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Well, the number, as Inez mentioned before, I'll just reiterate, it's 386-747-0804. And our website page is mindbodyspiritcenter.org. And you can read more about what we do here. I'm available for any kind of consultation, spiritual or intuitive, healing vibrational medicine is what I call it, what I use, techniques that I use, I've been trained in, and they work. And so that's why I offer them at the center here. There are books that Inez and I both write that will help to rejuvenate you, help to reintegrate and reinvent who you really are. When I say reinvent, I mean discover again who you really are. A lot of us have been on paths where our path has been interrupted with growth by being involved in with certain people or certain things. And so sometimes we get off track, right? So we just help you to get back on track.
Awesome. And now, we also have regular yoga classes scheduled here. You want to talk about that?
There's a type of yoga that I teach. I fell in love with some 50-plus years ago. It's called Hatha Yoga, and I teach gentle Hatha Yoga for those who want to get involved into yoga but are afraid that it might be too much for them. Well, I teach on a gentle level and then help you to move on into a more intermediate level of yoga if you stay with it long enough. And it's usually enough so that you can stay with it the way I teach it. And we have, you know, all kinds of workshops. Inez offers all kinds of workshops for people and packages for people with life-changing attitudes.
What we'd like to see is a vibrant center where people are really coming and seeing their lives change the way they desire, for the better, for their seeing their health change, spiritual attitudes change, seeing their life just open up in such a magnificent way, sometimes even more than they could ever have imagined. So, Daya, thank you so much for being on the Living Smart and Well show today. And I hope that my listeners were able to take at least one nugget. Remember, I suggest if you take one nugget each week, use it throughout the week. You will see a significant, unbelievable change in your life. And it's all brought about by you because you have decided to take action in doing something to change your life. Don't forget to go to the mindbodyspiritcenter.org. Check out our website. And we have our events listed there. That's mindbodyspiritcenter.org. We will be back next week, and we will be talking more about body and spirit. So go out and create a fantabulous week.
Remember to go to loveloyaltysuperstore.com, L-O-V-E, loyaltysuperstore.com today to experience the fun and the joy of shopping from the comfort of your home at 1,100 of your favorite national merchants and receive up to 30% cash rebates and 60% discounts on your purchases at loveloyaltysuperstore.com. Be sure to scroll down and download the Cashback Finder at loveloyaltysuperstore.com.